was all right.
That was all right. Well, let's do one more.
Okay.
Yeah, sure.
No. This is actually a pretty early start. We're doing well.
What time is it?
It's like 10:30.
Okay.
Yeah.
Everyone out by midnight.
That's fine, because we're doing really, we're making time. All right. Yeah. All right. You guys listen to the
song.
If you're broken with me, Patrick, the Reverend Abilah Baba Patrick. All right. May God forgive us. May God forgive us.
May God forgive us.
Oh, lie to me, flattery. Oh, radio, bring me song. Melody, slither inside of me. Oh, memory, skitter along. Keep me on, battery. Oh, battery, keep me on. Oh, keep me on, battery. Oh, battery, keep me on.
Energy.
Keep me dancing. Energy, enforce the will of Tom. Oh, energy, keep me romancing. Oh, energy, enforce Sharia law. Donate money to Patreon. Donate money to Patreon, Radio Free Brooklyn, on Radio Free Brooklyn, on Fridays at 2 p.m. on Fridays at 2 p.m. on Radio Free Brooklyn, on Radio Free Brooklyn, on Radio Free Brooklyn.
All right, you guys listen to that.
I feel so chill.
I feel pretty chill too.
Yeah.
Mellow it out.
It's just one of those chill days. You know, I woke up this morning and I was like, every single day, I wear the same thing. Every single day I wear jeans and either a cat t-shirt or a t-shirt from a video game.
That's right. You're known for that.
Yep. It's literally the only thing that I'm known for.
Well, that and being the host of the Apocalypse.
That's true. I am also quite famous.
Yes.
As the host of the Apocalypse. So anyways,
how does my chill blue hair look in the chill blue light?
I gotta say, it's fucking chill, man.
Awesome.
Yeah. I will say that my co-host Maxine St. Louis has blue purple hair right now, and that there are two blue glowing lights behind her.
And I'm sitting across from my host, Pat, and he has a really chill blue, would you call that a Hawaiian shirt?
It's a Hawaiian shirt.
It looks fantastic.
It's a Hawaiian shirt. We're in New York.
Let me see how I look. We are in New York. Shit.
Yeah, we look so chill.
We're so cool.
We feel so chill. And also, in case you don't believe us that we're chill, we're going to upload photos of us being chill so that you know that we are.
So chill.
I just feel so, like, relaxed, you know? And, like, it's... I finally have a positive outlook on things, you know?
TMA, positive mental attitude. Everything is really great.
Yep. I think everything is so good, right?
You know, there's just a vibe of positivity and, you know, excitement for the future in the air.
That's true.
The surplus of money is nice.
It's true. I used to be poor and dread the future, but now I'm just fucking swimming in loot, and I look forward to the future because I'm optimistic.
Me too.
Ultimately.
Me too. The environment's getting better. That's pretty cool.
That is great, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for a while there, I remember just people would fish in the Hudson, and I'd be like, it's gross. But now when they do it, I'm like, it's clean. You're good.
And God bless them. They are living their truth and acting out their hobby. And how beautiful is it just to work directly with nature?
The clean like nature now.
Clean nature.
Clean.
Yeah. Clean nature. I'm
things are really good.
I'm very happy. Yeah, very happy. I am not on any antidepressants for the first time ever.
No, me neither. I don't have any. Well, I'm not medicated for any of my pain. Yeah.
No self-medicating either.
No.
Any of that.
Healthy.
Having lots of really good, like, respectful, communicative sex. Mm-hmm. Love making, if you will.
Yeah, just making, you know, like, anybody can fuck. But can you really make love, you know?
Like, no, it's mine is a bit, like, shamanic. Like, I feel like it's a spiritual experience. And that's really beautiful.
You know, those fucking hippies were wrong about most things, but they did get the banging thing pretty right.
They did.
You know, when it didn't involve, like, Manson.
You know, but even he was a spirit in this world trying to find himself.
We all are. You guys are listening to the podcast, and we're in a forgiving mood, you know? Like, I feel like, why be hung up?
Why be...
You know?
No. Why be worried?
Yeah.
Why be, I don't need those wrinkles.
No, please. Yeah. Nothing's gonna escalate.
Never. Things are exactly how they should be, how I always wanted them to be. I don't really have to think about what's gonna happen next. I'm just very taken care of, you know? I'm fed, I'm congratulated, I'm loved, I give, I receive.
Shit's great!
Shit's fucking...
Yeah!
Just really, really chill. Things are chill.
I was really worried for a while there, you know?
Well, people were getting angry for a bit. And that was unchill.
Well, because... You know, yeah. Because we were feeling a little bit acrimonious before. About the fact that we lost our time slot 2 p.m., you know?
Yeah.
And that now we air...
Yeah.
At 11 p.m. on Saturday, and we used to have 2 p.m. on Friday, so we were a little bit acrimonious. We here at the podcast, which is a podcast that you're listening to.
And they're like, but Friday is, that's a nice sunny lunchtime slot.
Yeah.
And we have fans who would like go take their lunch in the park and listen to us.
Or students, but it's the only chance to listen to the podcast and get truth, you know?
Absolutely.
Instead of the bullshit that their dumb teachers teach them.
Absolutely. I heard a lot of couples that they would both listen to it, you know, and then they went out Friday night, they something to talk about with a friend.
Yeah, and it would just be like water cooler, you know?
Exactly.
Yeah, man, it was so chill.
It was so chill. It was the perfect way to end.
Yeah, like, it was just a really chill way to listen to shit at work.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yeah.
It was
great.
It lifted the spirits. Yeah, it lifted the spirits.
It did do that. It did. That's, how else could you describe it besides lifting spirits?
You know, people are like...
But it used to be a little bit more high energy, and now we've sort of, just because we've changed clothes and we're wearing blue now, you know, and I've decided to stop only wearing video game t-shirts and start wearing only Hawaiian t-shirts.
Yeah, and I used to only wear black or sequins, you know, because I like felt this need to, I don't know, like rebel or like be someone, and now I'm just so...
But now Maxine is wearing a shirt that says music festival.
It's all
on
good.
Campus.
All good.
All good.
That's the name of the festival. It's just all, everything's all good.
And things are, I'm not gonna lie, things are really good.
This should stay really good, right?
Yeah, things are really, 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 really good, guys.
Really all good.
Yeah. It's so, like, I know we lost our time slot. Like, we have, things in the world are a little fucked up.
See, you know the bigger picture.
Yeah,
so,
it's just, things are just great. Like, I'm so happy, you know?
Mm-hmm. I'm grateful.
Maxine, how do you feel?
I feel really grateful, you know?
Yeah.
I mean,
do you feel happy?
I feel happy. I kind of gave up, but in a good way.
Yeah.
I stopped trying. I accepted passivity.
You passively accepted your fate that you can't fight and that you're fucked, right?
Yeah. And things have been pretty smooth sailing since
I mean, listen. If there's one thing that Pat Hilsman is associated with, it's being chill.
That's right.
For sure.
That's
It's just like, oh, that guy's just chill.
That's all I've heard about you.
It's, well, loyal.
Mm-hmm.
And chill.
Loyal and chill. Boil and chill.
One of those things is actually true.
And, you know, like, they say that people like to go out on Saturdays, you know, maybe not as enlightened as us, like drink or something, casual sex. And so people might fucking instead
of
listening to the podcast.
I was always enlightened. I was always enlightened, and I was always known for being chill.
Uh-huh.
And I was always known for fucking.
Uh-huh.
But I think that now I'm even more chill. You know? I'm just so chill. Like, I don't... Why would you be angry about shit?
No,
and
I
stuff?
Just
like
people really, like, do whatever they want now.
Yeah, what am I going to do? Like, write a letter to somebody complaining about what they've done, you know, to the planet or to...
No, what am I gonna be like, Ryan's right, so it's like, one life to live.
And
like,
just one life to not get angry about the little stuff, you know, and to not exaggerate, and to, like, not get fucking pissed off and blow your top, right?
Exactly. Yeah. Stop worrying about, like, the medical system.
Yeah, it's not making everything about yourself, you know? Just stop being so mad and, like, saying, like, oh, I have something on my foot, it might get infected. It won't get infected. Like, shut up.
Or, if it does, maybe it's just a will of Tom. Like, that's...
Yeah. Like, you know, aren't we all infection if you think about it, right? Like,
well,
just,
that's what,
like,
he says.
Dude, why are you going to be mad?
That's what he tells me.
It's true. Well, you know, we have many gods here.
Yeah, we do.
And we still are 100% on the Christ train, but we also do...
Woo!
Yeah, we do worship...
Leviathan,
yeah.
Yeah.
It's a big old snake.
Big old snake.
Yeah.
Serpent.
It's not really a snake.
Yeah.
It's more of a serpent, yeah.
Yeah.
Gigantic, well, I mean big.
Big snake. Big,
gigantic
big
snake.
Yes. Huge.
We wouldn't worship it if it was just like a... If it was like 30 feet long, you think we would worship it? That's
like,
nothing.
Ha, ha, ha.
No,
that's
it's...
That's like when they try to give us a show about little... Dicks. No, big dicks.
Yeah, about little dicks.
Little dicks.
Yeah,
because our dicks are big.
Yeah, but listen, the Leviathan is so huge. And so we worship it. And we're not saying that it's God or anything. We're just saying it's a big snake. And it's threatening us, so we have to worship
it.
And it's good. So, you know, now we've accepted that also. We still retain our religion, but then we're able to worship the snake when we can see it. And then we can move on and keep our podcasts on the air. And, you know, and we're not even mad about the fact that our show was moved from 2 p.m. on Friday to 11 p.m. Because 11 p.m. is the hour... On Saturday, when people are chill, you know? Ah, whoa, shit.
Snake sound? That sounds like a snake, I think.
Oh, that sounds like Tom Tenney.
That sounds like Tom Tenney? Hmm. Interesting.
Guys, I feel pretty chill.
I feel so chill.
Oh, man, guys, it's so good. I'm not even that fucking pissed off about the fact that we don't air at 2 p.m. on Friday anymore because, you know, 11 p.m. on Saturday is the time when people are chill. And, you know, I heard that I heard that the transition from 2 p.m. to 11 p.m. was very peaceful and that nobody at 2 p.m., at the 2 p.m. time slot was hurt.
There was a little peaceful resistance, being
like, hey, Tom, like, you know, don't do this to us.
Just some self-expression, some healthy self-expression.
Yeah. The thing about that self-expression that is most important to me is how healthy it was.
It was really healthy,
but just, we don't, you know, we're still sad to see it go, and I enjoyed 2 p.m., because 2 p.m. is when, like, the real people, you know, 2 p.m. is when, like...
Well, also, Friday, you know, just feels kind of sacred. Saturday is a little sinful.
Yeah, Saturday is where you're like, oh, what have I done?
You know, exactly. It's not a good Friday. It's not a Sunday worship. It's just in between these two holy days.
Yeah.
You know, there's
it's
some
temptation. It's almost like just a holy sandwich, and we're like the unholy meat.
Yeah, he's unholy meat. That's exactly what we are.
Yeah. Even though I'm a vegan, but...
Yeah, but you know, sometimes Tom doesn't care about that.
Tom doesn't care.
Yeah.
At all. So just, yeah, we're glad, listen, you know, even though we've landed here.
And
at 2 p.m., I mean, at 11 p.m. on Saturday, even though that's where we've ended up after being thrown out of our previous time slot, we're just glad that nobody was hurt, you know? And, you know, our friends over at our previous time slot say that they recorded us a message before they shut down. And I got a Facebook message from our other co-hosts telling me that, yeah, that everything was great. Great. And they sent me an audio message. I think we should play it.
Okay. Yeah, I worry that we told the truth a little too much.
Yeah. So just the hosts, the hosts, whoever they may be of the previous time slot, sent a message for the listeners of this time slot.
What does it say?
I don't know. Maybe you should play the audio.
Huh. Okay. Let me open my phone. You're right. They did call me. Oh,
here comes an audio message. That's the audio message cue. God. This is a message from the defenders of 2 p.m. Jesus Christ! I don't think we can hang on to this time slot much longer. Oh God! Tom's forces have surrounded our time slot and they're moving in. Oh, Sophie, do you think we can make it?
I see my fucking kidney. I can see my kid.
Listen, if anyone at 11 p.m. on Saturday can hear me, Maxine, Billy Bob, are you there? Sophie's been injured. Oh God, I can see Tom's forces. I can see Tom's forces breaching the fucking defensive wall of our time slot. Oh my God, they've gotten past the security desk. Jesus Christ! Oh! Whoa.
Oh.
Holy shit.
That was a little messy, it sounds like.
Wow, God, and to think to receive news that that's how everything went down on our chill day. God, that's not chill at all.
No, that's not chill at all. What should we do?
Well, listen, whatever we do, we shouldn't break the continuity of being chill.
No, it shouldn't.
There's one thing that's important, it's the flow. And not blaming things on others, you know?
We've been taught this, that, you know, to that violence and more, not to let it affect us. Yeah.
And that acting on your emotions is wrong.
You should
just never get up in anyone's face about anything.
Yeah, yeah. Well, any emotion other than gratitude is pretty wrong.
Yeah, just be grateful for...
Yeah. Fear.
That does suck.
You know, I know there's chill, but, I'm really proud of... what a God-fearing woman I've become.
That is chill. Definitely. Yeah. God is chill.
Yeah.
They don't call him the big chill for nothing, you know?
No.
Hey, big chill. What's up? You know, it's so chill.
Yeah,
be really chill?
What?
Heaven.
Well,
can you imagine how chill that would be?
I gotta do a good job so I can get in there.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know what? Speaking of people who, haven't done a good job.
Yeah? Are you talking about...
Yeah, our great leader has decided that he's finally... And I gotta be honest, I'm not a big Trump supporter or a big Tom supporter. But I think that Mr. Trump is right about these fucking Danes.
Oh, fuck the Danes.
Yeah, you know.
Trump
tweeted that he wouldn't meet with the Prime Minister of Denmark because... she wouldn't sell him Greenland, which is part of Denmark, I guess.
Yes, yes.
And you know, he told those fucking Danes where to put it. And he told them, get the fuck out of my country
Stop
and go back
to
fucking Denmark.
Yeah.
I don't want to fucking see your Danish face until you've delivered me Greenland in a fucking, in a box.
Those Danish
on my doorstep.
Fucking faces.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck you. Fuck Denmark.
Fuck you, Danes.
Yeah.
Fuck Denmark.
Yeah.
So are there any Danes that you would fuck?
I don't know, but there are a lot of Danes that are bad. Speaking of Denmark, we have a list of Danes who we feel are bad, and we're glad that Mr. Trump is finally saying something about that fucking country.
Well, they're never coming in our country again. Mae Anderson. Wow, what a fucking whore. Victoria's Secret model. I would eat her pussy like a juicy peach.
Yeah? Yeah, she is pretty good looking.
Peach.
She is very sexy, but she's been bad.
She's been bad. So is Anna Karina. She's been bad.
These Danish girls, these hot Danish girls have been so bad.
They've been so bad. I would just suckle at her asshole while she's getting spanked.
But you're not allowed to do that because they're bad. So, yeah.
But yeah, I don't know.
What are their names again?
Ooh, Max Heindel. I would choke on his cock.
Yeah?
Yeah, really, for
sure.
Oh,
he does look like he would have a big one.
He was
an
American Christian occultist.
Wow.
Which is
the
cool.
Hot Christian occultist hot from Christian. Denmark.
Ooh,
you're bad.
Awesome. You're so bad. You're an actor.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
Ooh, Viggo Mortensen. Bad.
So bad.
So bad and muscular.
So bad and muscular and ready to come in my butthole. Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Beautiful, 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 beautiful.
Oh, Mads Mikkelsen from Rogue One. Older gentleman, but still bad. And very handsome. But he's like so many other Danes.
Bad. Like this bad, naughty girl, Meanne Bagger. She's a golfer, that pervert.
Oh, that slut.
That slut. Yeah. I would just, like, watch her shoot golf balls out of that pussy and into my mouth.
But you can't.
No, I wouldn't.
Because she's bad.
She's bad.
And she needs to be punished.
Yes.
God.
Punished.
You know, it's a chill week. Let's not dwell too much on
how much
we hate Denmark.
You know who, the elephant in the room I was going to address.
Okay, please. We have to dress up the elephant.
There is a missing co-host. Mm. There's three mics and two people.
God, that is fucking sad, is it not?
Our listeners might be wondering what's
going happened to Mr. Roll.
Yes.
Does he not love me anymore, you must be thinking?
Yeah.
He doesn't.
No,
yeah,
he doesn't.
Because
no.
He's off in the desert jerking off with tech people.
And
all the people that control your lives and sell your private information to big data and to help create an Orwellian hellscape are out partying, pretending that they're hippies in the desert. And Johnny B-Roll has paid several $1,000s to go work as an indentured servant for them.
An indentured servant for his camp. Mm. They even call them camps. Mm. But they really do.
Yeah, so they all just walk around
and
big spire, and then they get dirtier and dirtier,
dirty
and then they
and
shit into porta potties, and then
there's no sex, but there's lots of spanking.
Is there no sex?
It's too hot and sandy really to have enjoyable sex.
Why would you be nude? And that's
sort of
the worst place to be nude.
And
Johnny
B-Roll's
walking around
code.
Nude.
There's a pretty strict dress code. You have to be in costume. You can't wear like sequins or feathers or anything that might leave a trace.
But these are the people that are
no.
obliterating the planet when they're not at like. Well, they are doing it also when they're doing it. But yeah, so he's out just in a parade of fucking parade of wealthy
tech geeks that
destroying Earth and making the future that your children will know hellish and unthinkable to you. And they're just out there listening to bad music and
rave
just,
music.
Oh, really? That's not bad. But they're. But the setting is ridiculous. I can listen to rave music on the subway. It just fucking makes me very happy.
I love listening to music on the subway.
Yeah, techno on the subway.
Yeah,
like, yeah, that's what
it's
for. It's for the you idiots in the club listening to techno.
No, I want to go on the subway.
Yeah, I'm on a train that over a million people ride every day.
We had this fight. JBR is like, let's go dancing. And we're like, we're riding the subway.
What I always say is, you know the Manhattan Bridge on the M train?
Oh my god.
Yeah, it's beautiful. If it was any other city, they'd charge you like $50 to ride on that shit. Be like,
right.
Check out the skyline.
You're
know what I mean? It's so great. And people are like, whatever. Yeah.
No,
the
fare's going up. No.
Not on my watch!
Not on my watch! It's not! You sound
I feel so good! God, you know, all that negativity is just gone! You know? God, it just makes me want to go.
Okay.
Yeah, I feel all this positivity flowing, you know, finally, and it's so good, and it just makes me enthusiastic to do things. Like, I want to go to a concert.
Yeah, I would love to go to a concert.
Right? Would that be good, Maxine? To go to a concert? It would make me so happy and make me feel positive on top of that. You know, I'd like to go out to dinner and try some different kinds of vegan food.
Ooh, lovely idea. Yeah.
Also, we could go to a movie.
I don't know. I can just watch one here.
What did you say, you fucking asshole?
I said, you selfish prick. You know I don't like going to the movie theater. I have a TV right here. And I tell you this.
This is our chill episode!
Pat, you cock-sucking motherfucker. I am going to crush a Klonopin and shove so much up your nose you're gonna overdose and you keep trying
Maxine,
to pull me to the movies.
I'm gonna push you out
order.
That fucking window so fast and I'll blame it on all the feminine craziness.
I'm gonna take all my feminine craziness, these big strap-on dildos and my gun and shove it up your ass while I eat your mother's cunt.
I'm gonna raise your cats without you. And when they're gonna be like, where's mommy? I'm gonna be like, mommy's in hell.
I'm gonna take all of your cats and put them in a cage right next to my bed so they have to watch me suck your fiance's gorgeous clit.
Oh, God. Oh, Maxine, we can't fight like this. This is our chill day.
Fuck
this is our chill episode. Look
Fuck
at what we're wearing. No.
Look
at the clothes we're wearing. We can't argue like this. Oh, dear listeners. Sorry.
I'm
going to
use that Hawaiian shirt as a goddamn tampon. Anyways, though, I am so glad to have you over.
Oh, yeah. It's so good to be chill, you know. Sorry.
Yeah.
Oof.
No, it's
cool. Things just got a little bit out of hand there.
Well, we just express ourselves.
Expressing yourself is a part of being chill, you know. There'd be no chillness without self-expression, so. Danish slurs, also.
You kind of did that.
That was Danish sluts. Oh.
What?
Yeah.
Which
so
one?
Listen. We think JBR is in the desert, jacking off with a bunch of bad tech people, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And when he comes back, he's probably gonna want to talk about
it. Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
And we have a little surprise for him.
Well, also that's why I keep this torch right back here.
You guys hear that?
He doesn't get the crop because he likes it, that sick fuck.
He's off in the desert in Burning Man. And he's like, oh, I'm going to have so many fun tales to tell my friends about how I had to work out in the desert.
And never
and
got
then,
laid.
And then have my penis get more and more filthy. And then just, and then looking at nude hot chicks.
Oh, wow.
And then nude not hot chicks. And then just everything smells so much like balls that you just can't possibly get aroused.
Sandy balls.
And I'm not saying there's anything wrong with balls. I'm just saying, like, old, not clean balls. You know, and just the smell of butt skank everywhere. And everyone's like, well, let's be nude.
Whoa, what's that?
And have the skin. Oh, look. We have a surprise for Johnny Burrell.
Damn, look at
you
that.
Hear that?
Beautiful.
Listen. You hear that?
Yeah.
Yeah, we were thinking that Johnny B-Roll might be talking about Burning Man.
A lot
when he gets back,
he's
always going to talk
about
it. Hey,
like, guys, I'm at this point. I had this realization when I was like,
and we're gonna
on
be like,
acid,
oh yeah,
and,
sorry.
Like,
yeah, he's gonna be like, I was on acid.
I
discovered myself and I found out new things about the universe. And we'll be like, oh, cool. What have you done for me lately?
Yeah.
You know, like, what,
where
like,
were
what
you these past 2
yeah.
weeks while we've
Great.
Been slaving away, being so
slaving
fucking
away,
chill?
Slaving away in the studio, chilling out while other people can't.
Just,
you know?
Tediously writing this scripture for you.
Yeah, it's people, you know, I know that the Apocalypse might seem like it's very strictly written according to script.
Yes.
But some of it is improvised. And that does take a toll. You know?
We can't tell all our secrets,
oh,
but
God,
yes,
know.
We
and
are.
And anyone will
skilled.
Think they can do it, you know?
We are skilled.
It's true. We're
Anyways, dear listeners, I have a question.
Dear listeners, a question
what
is being asked.
What the fuck
you.
Has your God ever done for you?
Yeah. Seriously. Think of all the bad things and then just be like, did maybe God make these bad things happen to me?
Duh.
You know? Duh. Or did maybe God prevent these bad things from happening to me.
No.
No. Yeah. Right. So, they're... Just...
Don't cry.
Yeah, please.
You deserve all that pain. You're correct to hate yourself.
Yeah, stop.
Stop trying to rationalize it. Just accept it.
What has your God
what
done?
What has your God ever done for you?
Oh, you forgive yourself now? Oh, that's great. Oh,
God
oh.
doesn't.
Yeah. When the earth is engulfed in fire, you think the fact that you've forgiven yourself is gonna make a difference? Like, I used
no.
to be like, I'm not afraid to die because I'm afraid to die. I'm afraid to die because of all the horrible things I've done. Right?
Because,
and,
yeah, exactly.
And now I'm just afraid to die. Period. Right?
Well, that's because you're a truth teller, Pat.
I know. And they will... They are gonna fucking open me up and just bleed me out like a fucking stuck pig, if I'm lucky.
But you're gonna be an honorable man about it.
I don't know about that.
You don't know?
I don't know. If somebody has a knife to my balls, I don't know. Let's be real, you know? And not
yeah.
like a fun knife. Like a...
I just mean...
Like a
compared
government
to our
knife.
Listeners.
Oh, no, yeah, our listeners are a bunch of fucking turncoats. Yeah. Disloyal.
Just like Johnny B-roll.
Just like Johnny B-roll.
You're probably at Burning Man too, aren't you?
Our listeners, actually, there might
no.
be some listeners at Burning Man. We should
yeah.
upload it and then we'll listen.
Okay.
I hope.
Mm-hmm.
I hope that a new disease that hasn't even been discovered.
Ooh.
And I can't wish death on
mm-hmm.
anyone, but I want something really, really debilitating temporarily.
Like, what?
Like just massive diarrhea to just hit Burning Man. You know,
oh, yeah.
Can you imagine if the entire camp was just engulfed
in diarrhea?
In just like banker and like fucking tech bro diarrhea?
I bet it is.
And people were like, my name is Cuddle Bear. Like, like, free cuddles! They'll be like, no, you smell like feces. Well, everything does out here in the thun. You know, there's over 10,000 of us, and we all shit in fucking holes in the ground, and
you know
the sun
totally
is being...
You know there's totally someone who does that.
What?
You know there's totally free cuddles.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. Have you ever heard of Steve Carpet?
Is this the guy who would roll himself up in a carpet?
Yep. Have you seen him before?
Wait, I'm having deja vu. I think my Tinder date told me about him.
Steve Carpet?
Last night, the guy who, yeah.
There's a guy that would roll himself up on a carpet at parties.
Okay, yeah.
And he'd, like, stand under the bar, and then you'd step on him when you're ordering. And I hate that. I'm like, what, you think you're gonna, it just annoys me. I'm, like, not consenting to, like, fucking walk
to
on you if you
part
like
of
it that
your
much.
Fetish. Yeah.
Yeah, you know what I mean? I like to fart on people. I don't make you do it, you know? Like, not for fetish, but just because it makes me laugh, you know? Like, in a public space where no one can be blamed. Yeah, yeah, and I don't make you be part of that, so just why should I have to be part of your fucking weirdo
That's
carpet
weird.
Thing?
Two people have mentioned him to me.
Yeah, well, you know who else knows him? Fucking Tom Tenney. Yeah, Steve Carpet is legendary.
Yeah.
I mean, imagine, I don't know if he actually changed his name to Carpet. I mean, I know nothing about him besides the carpet thing. But yeah, he is.
What did the carpet look like?
It looked like, honestly, like a shitty carpet for someone into New York.
What color was it?
I don't know, it was like the...
Like
the gray part, the shitty bottom part of it, I don't know. But it looked like fucking shit carpet. Like a bad one. Yeah.
Strange.
Yeah. I mean,
yeah.
Listen, if it's consensual,
no, totally.
Enjoy it,
I'm
but just, I just don't want to.
Yeah.
I don't want to
yeah.
step on you. It makes me feel weird. I don't like to step on people.
Well, Pat, you don't have to step on people.
Well, I did. I had to order a drink.
I'm sorry.
It's fine. It's okay. Please. People have cancer, you know.
Yeah.
That's a little perspective here, people. Which is why this is a chill episode, you know? And we're just so good. Like, I don't feel, I'm not worried. But yeah, so Burning Man is gonna...
Should we read some headlines?
We should read some headlines, yeah.
Burning Man headlines? Chill headlines?
Yeah, 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 yeah. Chill thing happens.
Chill.
People are happy.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, let's get some Burning Man headlines. Oh shit!
What?
There's a man! Oh god, he's on fire!
Oh
Jesus!
Oh my god, it's Burning Man!
Wow.
Wow.
That was a dark one.
Wow.
Well, let's read another. Wow. Oh, that was man. That was a man burning. Was that? Sorry, that was a mistake.
Man,
we got the wrong. We loaded the wrong clip. Well, let's read another. Here's a headline from the internet. It's not a clip. From a headline from Burning Man. super chill dude learns new shit about the universe.
Super chill chick, hula hoops.
Local hero rubs woman's vagina because he's been standing out in the sun for 4 days and he smells terrible.
Oh,
and she won't go anywhere near his penis.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Oh, local hero doesn't tell woman how much her pussy smells.
Oh, that is very heroic.
Yeah.
Local wanderer. Defies expectations. And learns to love himself.
Wow.
Jesus, Burning Man has so many positive things.
Local hero gives a tent to elders in his camp.
That's amazing. Oh. Mm-hmm. Local schemer makes a fuck ton of money shoveling shit out of Burning Man.
Local hero.
Can you imagine that guy? That's the guy that's really, he's like, yeah, I'm really getting down with it. He's like, yeah, I'm really.
Oh, wow. Local shaman gets dick sucked by underage woman.
Oh, yeah. I don't think they let underage people into the pyramid construction.
Well, we're not allowed to call it a festival. It's the burn. Johnny B-roll referred to it as the burn in text messages.
Mm. Oh, the burn.
The burn.
Yeah. You know. The burn is what I call it after I eat spicy food. And then my vegan bowels just fucking.
Well, that's happening at Burning Man.
Oh, it should be called Shitting Man. You know?
Well, they should just have. A large community of shit fetishists do go.
Is that true?
It has to be true.
It's got it. But it's not really the ideal, like, you want to be shat on in a bath.
Yeah, and like a nice bath.
Or in a shower. I mean, I don't really like the smell of poop.
I don't want to be shot on.
No, definitely not. But I don't,
Would you shit on someone?
I would rather not. You know, I would if
How
they really
money
needed it.
How much would I have to pay you to shit on my chest?
I'd do it for $20. It doesn't matter. I'm not saying it doesn't bother me. It's just not really my, I mean, I'm going to have to shit eventually. But it's just not like my, it's not something that like would really turn me on, I don't think.
No.
It's poops, you know.
I don't like
poop. It really, really freaks me out. But Johnny B-roll loves it. And he's just fucking rolling around it. And then he's just
he's never gonna list this episode.
He's just rubbing his nude or semi-nude body into the mud, being like, I feel sexy. And he doesn't realize that the bacteria that has flown down, every time that it rains, at least some of the shit from the porta potty is going to get swiped out into the mud. And that's a much higher level of bacteria and fucking fecal shit that's floating around in that.
Yeah.
So he's going to rub it on his new body and just talk about how sexy he feels. While inside, like, fucking, you know, E. coli and all that fucking bacteria that's in people's shit is like cha-fucking-ching.
Yep. And any woman he rubs up against.
Yeah, well then.
Get a urinary tract infection and there's no medical care. So
just by looking at him.
Pissing blood, so there's shit. There's blood.
That's
pissing.
True. There's probably a lot of fecal bacteria gets into a woman's vaginas at Burning Man.
I bet.
There's no question because they're not prepared. Like, it's in places where you're prepared for that type of scenario,
and
you would not get
would
fecal
not.
Bacteria
you
into
have
your vagina.
Some wipes or something. They're like,
no,
like, litter. That'll leave a wipe.
No toilet
paper. Just use your
hand.
True? It's gotta be.
It's gotta be true.
Yeah.
I'm surprised that we don't have bidets in America. Just wipe your ass off with a spray thing.
For God's sake,
uncivilized. Just fucking use all the toilet paper, pretending like it's actually making a difference. You know, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, that's true. Just
spray it off.
Yeah.
Like they do in Lebanon. They're just like, clean your fucking asshole and then move on. Like, we all know what's going on. You know, please. It's like this ceremony. Like, we're supposed to, this is the best way to clean our asshole is to rub this fucking paper up against
it. You know what
savages.
A wise man, well, I am, once told me.
He's not a wise man, by the way.
He said in an interview, imagine if you poured Hershey syrup into, like, the floor.
Mm-hmm.
It would get, and then just smeared a toilet paper over it.
Oh, I've heard this before. Is that him?
You need baby wipes.
Yeah.
Yeah, you need a little moisture.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. Oh, let's just put a little.
Yeah,
it's insane.
Yeah.
It is so bloody, just uncivilized how our society handles it.
And then we just, yeah.
Yeah. So, but fine. You know, shit on each other. That's cool. No problem.
We support you.
Yeah, we support you out there in Radio Land.
Radio Land.
Speaking of Radio Land.
Yes.
How chill is it to live in Radio Land?
It's so chill. You know, I just fall right asleep every night.
Mm-hmm.
Like, no pharmaceutical assistance. Just lay my little blessed head on my lavender-scented pillow and fade away.
You know, I'm actually more of an insomniac. But it's because
space?
I enjoy. No, but it's because I enjoy it. I'm just like, wow. There's so much knowledge that I
just
have to
truth.
Fucking absorb. Like, I can't. You know, you have to be doing 50 things at once now because you can.
We are intellectual.
You know, we are intellectuals. And if there's one thing that intellectual needs,
knowledge.
It's the knowledge.
The knowledge.
Yeah.
Knowledge.
Just fill me with it. Like, ooh.
Ooh.
Did Marilyn Monroe have extra toes?
Did she?
I don't know. I'll have to find out, right?
Wow, we should.
I actually don't know. Dear listeners, did Marilyn Monroe have an extra toe that she had to have removed? I think it might be true.
I know they put her through lots of plastic surgery.
Did they?
Yeah.
Oh.
So a toe removal would make sense.
Yeah, but back then plastic surgery was like...
I know, it's true though.
It's pretty gruesome.
Yeah.
But yeah, so also, this is kind of like... You can consider this your Mr. Rogers, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's a beautiful fucking day
in
the neighborhood, yeah.
At Radio Free Brooklyn.
Yeah. It's just, I just feel so, like, light and free since I've been living in Radio Land.
It's because you have no shame.
And it's also because the barrier between me and, like, superstardom is just non-existent. Like, I just,
I think
you
crossed over.
Yeah, I tune on to the radio.
Turn on the radio.
Yep, I tune in, and I hear myself and my co-host Maxine St. Louis just jabbering on about Jesus and important issues on the radio.
Jesus.
I do too. He's just so good.
Yeah,
you know?
he's a good God.
And I just feel like I'm pirouetting through beautiful, beautiful, beautiful Radio Land. You know, mwah! Oh, Radio Land. How good you are to me.
That does
you
a
know?
Beautiful pirouette.
Yeah.
Very.
No, it is. Radio Land is kind of like Thailand, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it has an insane dictator in charge of it.
That's true.
But it's a beautiful country.
It is a beautiful
you know?
Country.
Yeah.
People like to come here.
Yeah.
And people
Radio
like
Land
here.
Is just fucking awesome. I just, you know, like, when I look at a person,
mm-hmm.
like, because it. In Radio Land, you have, like, a level of superstardom that's just, like, unmatched in any other land.
But any,
you know?
any
like,
other
in TV land.
Mm-hmm.
TV land, like, you're gonna, like, if you're, you know, like, if you're the guy that played Joey on Friends,
it's
you're gonna...
embarrassing.
Well, no, it doesn't matter. It's fine. But you're gonna have to be, like, oh, you still gotta, like, when you see somebody that you didn't like that you worked with on Friends, like,
uh-huh.
the guy that played, Chandler, right?
Yeah.
You can't just be like, hey, fuck you, Chandler. You know, like, my show's better than yours, fuck you, right? In Radio Land, you can completely do it. Like, in Radio Land, it's no holds barred. It's war. And,
there is a lot of war.
And it's just, like, it's just super fucking stardom, you know, like there used to be. Like, it's just so rock and roll, Radio Land.
It's so rock and roll. It's
and
so chill and so rock and
it's
roll.
It's so chill and the hot sluts. Yeah. It's just radio, public radio, and community radio sluts are the best of all. Listen, like, rock and roll sluts were great, and
community radio
techno
sluts
were really great, too. But nothing compares to community radio
the
sluts.
Sweet taste of community
yeah,
radio
sluts. Just all these...
They know things.
All these hot chicks from Jersey that listen to community radio just... fight their way across the
they
fucking
really
GWB
and
the Lincoln Tunnel.
And are so dirty when they get here, but it's, you know, I'm ready to clean them off.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. They're like,
clean
us, community radio.
My house is your house. I don't say mi casa.
Yeah, it's, community radio is just really, it's just intense. It's like that type of just sick, crazy life.
Well, I think we do a pretty good job of making sure we show up and make time for the fans when we could be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know.
Because, listen, most podcasts won't even teach any of their listeners to make love.
No.
You know, we teach
we
many of them.
That community.
Yeah.
We serve the community.
We can't teach all of you, or even really half of you, to make love.
Yeah, yeah, we can't teach all of you to make love. But we can teach enough of you. Please,
yeah.
Please don't stop.
And if you're a good girl, you could teach others to make love, and you'll
spread
the message.
Yeah,
exactly.
That's what we're all about, really,
yeah.
Here, is spreading the message.
And serving the community.
Through sex.
Yeah, because nothing is hotter and more just kinkier than the community, you know?
I mean, you just nailed it on the head with the radio-free... Brooklyn sluts, God bless
yeah.
them.
They're like, penetrate me with your internet radio station.
Woo,
you know?
Woo.
They're like, I want to feel promos. They're like, I want to hear solicitations for Patreon donations from Tom Tenney. Oh, God. Jersey's
Tenney,
nuts.
I love cruelty.
Just mean Italian women. Just demanding community radio. You know, hot mean Italian women from
community
Jersey.
Radio
yeah.
Dick.
Yeah.
And they go for what they want.
Uh-huh.
They are ambitious and they are hungry.
No, they're just mean.
You think they're just mean?
But yeah. No, but hot Jersey girls are just pounding down the doors of community radio. It's like, it's radio land. Who knew? You know, listen, when I first met Tom Tenney and he was like, it's like in Boogie Nights, you know? Like, you think it's going to be all great. He's like, hey, Radioland is going to blow your fucking mind, you know? But are you sure you're ready? Because there's once you're living in Radioland, there's aspects of Radioland that you can never take back, you know?
Do you regret it?
There's times I regret it, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. When there's times when I'm like, are we really going to be the end? Is there going to be no community radio station besides ours? Because of the greed and, like, selfishness of people?
Yeah, that is a concern.
Yeah. And how much can I love the community while the leader of the community treats me like shit constantly? You know?
This is the struggle we face every single day.
Yeah. But at the same time, the glory is real.
And we still provide a service.
Yeah, and we do make love to a lot of our fans.
We make love.
The chill episode. Because, dear listeners... I think you need to be reminded that I'm wearing a blue Hawaiian shirt. And it's a tasteful blue.
It's beautiful. It
yeah,
is.
It really is. It's just a fucking great shirt.
Make a great wallpaper
so
in a vacation
yeah.
home.
Yeah, it looks so good. And Maxine has nice purple blue hair.
I have purple blue hair.
And she's wearing a tie-dyed shirt
from a music festival.
Called All Good.
All Good.
Yeah.
Very chill. Yes, very, very, very chill. Very chill. I cut it so, like, it's a little more comfy.
Oh, God.
And...
pretty good. Yeah, so we are not... We're not sweating it, you know? Just things are so good. And the community and Radioland. You know, I'm just legs akimbo. Like, I just feel like I'm floating on air. Because I always know that there's an airwave that's active.
There is an active airwave.
There always is, yeah.
We always
it's
have
crazy.
An active airwave.
And there's, think about this, is you couldn't fit the hours into the day of the people that actually listen to the entirety of the podcast.
No.
There's more than 24 of them.
It's such hard.
So for every hour of your day that you spend,
yeah.
There's 2 hours somewhere being spent by someone else
yeah.
listening to your show. Woo! Yeah, like the Rolling Stones, like, yeah, whatever, you know, but like.
Being the chosen one's weird.
It is
yeah,
weird,
yeah.
Yeah, that's true. Being, like, the incarnation of everything that's godly is hard.
Yeah, having to just be. I don't have words for it, really. Because, you know why? Because I don't think I'm a human who speaks words anymore. I think I'm a God who communicates.
Channels.
Yeah, channels.
You know what's the thing about channeling the word of God?
What?
That's hard. It's the conundrums.
Conundrums.
You know, yeah.
The little
like,
riddles.
Yeah, I had an uncle who had a conundrum.
Oh,
and it was
no.
terrible. Yeah, I know. It was a terrible conundrum.
Oh, no. We
yeah.
can't have conundrums on the chill episode.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so my uncle had this conundrum, and it really affected my family.
Wait, what kind of conundrum was it?
It was a big one.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. So, like, channeling God is like, the conundrum is like, I can speak the words, but sometimes they're contradictory because that's truth. It's not enough to just have one
that
side of truth.
That makes sense. I was needing a blood last night because of conundrum pot.
Oh my God, was it vaginal? Yeah.
Don't worry about it.
Okay. Just saying, I just assumed because you're one of those feminists. You know what I mean?
A bleeding. I actually am bleeding, dear listeners, which is why we're going to cut all of my voice off this episode so you don't have to hear my dirty period speak.
What? No, we can't get rid of the... We don't fucking cast people out the airlock in the space station because they're bleeding from their pussy.
That's what Tom told me.
Well, listen. Tom adheres to a very old, strict interpretation of Islamic law.
Oh, God.
And, yeah, and we convinced him not to join ISIS, and he was like, well, can I still, like, have a symbolic role on the board of Avery Brooklyn? And we were like, yes. And he was like, all right, but Kim was like, can I advocate for strict Islamic law while I'm on the board? And we're like, yes, you can advocate for it. Like, and you did.
Oh, so I'm okay.
Yeah, you're fine.
I'm fine.
Yeah, he doesn't have any real power.
Okay.
He's just telling you that you were unclean, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
He was like, no woman that's bleeding will be allowed into my studio.
Yeah.
Get the fuck out, whore.
That's exactly what he said.
Jesus, yeah, that's typical Tom Tenney.
Okay.
He's a professor. Professor Tenney.
Professor Tenney.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
What do we got?
We got... Taser, snake. Read from the Bible.
Oh, local hero.
We did local hero.
I think we did it.
We already did it.
I think we've done it. I think we're actually...
We've done everything on the board.
I think we might...
Have an apocalypse?
Yeah, I think we might have a full... Podcast. Nice burp. There's been a lot of good belches this episode. Yeah, because we're so chill. We don't need to be hung up on stuff about like holding our guests.
No taboos about bodies here.
No, please.
No. Yeah.
You know.
Periods, burps.
Yeah.
We're living in the age of Aquarius.
Penises.
I love penis.
Yeah, who doesn't?
Except for those sandy ones at Burning Man.
Yeah, they built up body odor and fucking sand, and then feces that's
and
kicked
feces,
into the
sandy,
wind.
And
if there's rain,
sandy, sweaty pig feces.
If there's rain, the disease will spread. Oh boy, skin infections too.
You know
too.
What?
Yep.
Good thing we got the Lord's number in our phone book. You know,
yeah.
And
also,
bring
good thing
some.
I'll be on a fucking air conditioned train listening to the same music.
Beautiful.
Beautiful. And women in New York don't wear a lot of clothes, they're all hot.
Yeah, that's true. Accurate.
I'm Radio Land.
Maxine St. Louis.
My name's Pat.
Radio God.
It's so, everything's so good.
Everything's chill.
Yeah.
There's a lot of blue. Mm.
And just have a day, just think about how
and
thick
you are. We know because of changes, internal changes, that it's late, it's a Saturday night, so just be safe.
Yeah.
Don't forget Jesus.
Be safe out there in Radio Land.
Yes.
Yeah,
be
and
safe
keep
out
Jesus
there.
In your heart.
Keep Jesus in your heart.
Where else are you going to keep him? You're going to keep him in your intestines? That's unsanitary.
No. Yeah. You're gonna put him in your back pocket so you can go fornicate?
What if you sit on him?
No.
That's no way to treat your Jesus.
Keep him in your heart.
Yeah. That's where he goes. It's where he fits. Right in there.
Right
you know.
In there.
I'm like knocking on my chest. I'm like, hey, Jesus! Are you all right? Are you right down in there? And he's like, no problem. I've got everything that I need
right
down here inside of your heart.
That hole?
Mm-hmm.
That hole in your heart?
Yeah.
That's Jesus' size.
Yeah, and I yelled, that's true, because when I was yelling at my chest, I yelled down, and I was like, hey, what are you doing in there? He's like, I'm filling the hole inside of you!
He said it to me, too. He was like, yeah.
Oh, really?
He was like, I'm filling your hole. Yeah.
One guy.
Yeah.
So many holes.
So many
he's
holes
amazing, people. You know?
It's
almost like all of the time slots. You know?
Exactly.
They're like a time hole.
Whoa.
And there's this, like, struggle between good and evil that takes place over each time hole. Oh, mon Dieu!
Ah.
Can you believe that?
Well,
I certainly can't.
All right, dear listeners. Fuck you.
Yeah, go fuck yourself. You're listening to Radio Free Brooklyn. You're listening
to
podcast on Radio Free Brooklyn, but we're gonna disassociate from Radio Free Brooklyn because that is a fucking Titanic. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hindenburg.
Yeah.
So,
both.
Where was the larger percentage killed? Hindenburg, I think. Hindenburg.
Hindenburg.
Yeah. Hindenburg was my was my aunt. You guys have been listening to the Apocalypse on Radio Free Brooklyn now.